with Michelle Cowan at Victor George Calis Oval. Michelle, we just had the female rookie trial. Take us through what happened today.
Yeah, great day for us. We had our first trial, looking for those rookie spots that may be taken up by one of the participants today. So we had a number of testing happening on the courts here and then also a 2 kilometre time trial out on the oval and some football skills and some game sense as well.
Take us through what the definition of a rookie is in the AFL Women's.
Yeah, this is for somebody that hasn't played AFL before, or if they're under the age of 21 years of age as well. So we had over 121 girls nominate for today through a process with our recruitment staff. We cut that down to 21 girls who all showed up today, and we're really pleased with the level of talent that came through today. It's going to make our decisions moving forward really difficult, but we're excited to be in that position.
It's the second year of running this trial. How's the standard compared to last year's?
Yeah, significantly increased, and I think that's AFLW. It's given girls something to really aspire to, and we've seen the growth of AFL for women in WA in particular grow significantly in the last 12 months, and that's attributed to the AFLW competition. So the talent coming through and the girls putting their hand up to be part of our footy club has been exceptional, and I'm excited about what we saw today.
So we've got 3 spots in our list for rookies, but based on the standard, we could take even more than 3.
Yeah, we've got 10 spots left on our list. So even if they qualify under the rookie, I guess, schedule, we can still have them on our main list as well moving forward. So yeah, the 10 spots are there to be filled, and we could have filled them today potentially.
So take us through how you were testing them today.
Yeah, initially it started on the basketball courts. We had a sprint, we had agility testing, we had a jump testing, we also a height and everything like that around the profile of a player. From there, the girls had a bit of a break, went out to the football field for a 2 kilometre time trial, which we have, I guess, benchmarks that we like to achieve through that testing. And then into some football skill testing and game sense drills, where we can get a bit better of a look for how the footy sits in the girls' hands and their skills that they do have as well. So I guess the testing component from the time trial and the sprinting is a really small component that we do look at. And it's really important that we get a good indication as how these girls are as footballers with a footy in their hand and playing the game.
And I guess overall it's a real pressure test because these girls are, you know, they're fighting for a spot to play for an AFL club.
Yeah, there's going to be over, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of girls that want to be on our list here, and we've got to be really vigilant with who gets a spot on our list, and we'll do our due diligence along the way and make sure we get the right fit for the footy club, a right fit for the team, and also making sure, you know, across the game, you know, whether it's key position players that we need, key ruck, or an on-baller, that we need to make sure that we tick the boxes and get the right people.
Noticed a few of the Freo girls were down here as well, and I'm sure you had your full recruiters and assistant coaches here too.
Yeah, oh look, the girls, this is their facility, so a couple of them working out behind me in the gym. They're here on the weekends working really hard on their strength and their physical ability and their football ability as well. So we're one club here, and it's just great to see the girls get down here and probably have a bit of a sticky beak to see who may potentially be their teammates, but also just working really hard on themselves and wanting to improve.
And with so much happening today, it was good to have one of our partners, Curtin, come out and help us.
Yeah, Curtin assisted us with all of our testing. They're a key to us holding this day. So, yeah, a fantastic partner of the club. And, you know, we certainly couldn't run a day like today without their support.
So they're bringing a lot of knowledge to the table.
Yeah, they're experts in this area and this field. So the more that we can leverage off the experts, the better we'll be.
Great. Thank you, Michelle.
Great. Thank you very much, Tom.